See, if somebody does something that appears to you to be vicious, the first thing you might want to do is use a softer word. Maybe it wasn't vicious. Maybe it was unkind. And secondly, that doesn't mean they're an unkind person. That doesn't mean you should make excuses for them or let them continue to do it. But you don't want to judge somebody. Judging someone destroys communication. It breaks down the lines of communication. Nobody wants to be judged, least of all you. So make sure you give to other people what you want. Give people the benefit of the doubt. And know that if they did something that appears to be selfish, it doesn't mean they're selfish. Don't generalize about people or your communication will be destroyed. Secondly, remember the core belief that people are always doing the best they can with the resources they have. Meaning, if this person in front of you is not doing their job and they keep screwing up and you're really upset with them, you need to stop and say, ah, this person's doing the best they can with the resources they have. They're not an unresourceful person. They're probably in an unresourceful state. And it'll help you to remember that what you need to do is change their state and not judge the person. Thirdly, remember the belief that no matter how thin you slice it, there are always two sides. When you're starting to feel really righteous, like you're really judging somebody, like they're really screwing up and you're doing the right things, remember the phrase, no matter how thin I slice it, there are always two sides. There's another view to this, no matter how strongly you feel. And the major belief I want you to remember is this one. And this is a belief that can instantaneously transform the way you interact and communicate to anyone for the rest of your life, especially in stressful situations. And by the way, it's a belief that comes from a book called A Course in Miracles, which I read years ago. In any human communication, the response you get from someone is either a loving response or a cry for help. Now, I know this sounds a little crazy, especially when somebody comes to you and says things like, you're really upsetting me, and they scream at you. It's hard for us to stop and say, well, that's a cry for help. But the truth is, if we'll just remember and operate from this belief, it'll really empower us. When people are angry, remember from what we learned about emotions, they're not really angry. What they really are is they have a sense of hurt, and they feel hurt because they have a sense of loss. What you got to realize is when somebody yells or they're upset or they're frustrated, what they're really doing is they're crying out for help. They're saying, I'm frustrated, I'm upset, I'm hurt, I need some help. And if we hear that, if we really see that someone is crying for help, that they're not angry with us, that they're upset inside, we can communicate back to them in a way that's really more empowering. We won't take it personally. And if you don't take things personally, you're less liable to turn back and attack back. But you know what the problem is? Most of us respond to a cry for help with a cry for help. I had an experience with my mom that was rather interesting. The background on the story I should tell you first, I guess, which is, you know, at my household, things are absolutely out of control. We normally have a couple hundred calls coming in each day for me at the office, but we've also getting now between 50 and 125 of them at home each day. So obviously I've got my secretaries at the office and I also have my assistants at home all trying to flag down all the calls, figure out who it is and figure out how I can get back to everybody. It's a bit of a challenge to say the least. Well, in the midst of all this, I guess my mom called a few times, two or three times before I got the message. Well, you can imagine by about the third or fourth time, whatever it really was, she got into a rather unique state and left me a message on the machine one night in the middle of the night saying, my son is not the president of the United States. I would like to speak to him directly instead of these machines and secretaries. If he cares at all, he should call me. Otherwise, I'm not going to talk to him anymore, or something like that. I'm probably paraphrasing. The bottom line is, I got so angry, and I called her up livid. Now, why was I angry? Because the anger came because I said, the meaning of this is she doesn't respect me. How could she question my intent? Remember the thing I said never to question? How could she question what I'm really about, what I care or not? I mean, think of all the things I do for her, all the things I try and do for her, and all the communication, all that we do. And I got on the phone, and boy, I let her have it. Do you think that made things better? No. What did I do? I responded to her cry for help, saying, hey, I want to connect with you, and I'm frustrated, and I'm upset, and I love you, and I need to hear from you. I responded to that with anger by coming up my own cry for help, saying, how dare you do this, and on and on and on, and all these things I do for you, which I was really saying, hey, you hurt my feelings. Please tell me something that makes me feel like you really care and that this isn't really what's true. But you know what? Neither one of us figured that out for a few minutes. We just responded back and forth to each other with tons of anger, you know, and that doesn't work. Our relationship didn't get better during those few minutes, but fortunately, we love each other and we have a strong enough bridge